From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Just minutes ago, the first poll closings of the 2010 midterm elections. Polls are now closed in much of Kentucky and Indiana. And in the coming hour, voting will wrap up in Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. We'll be bringing you election results all night as they trickle in. In a moment, the first wave of exit polling. But first, we go to Indiana and NPR's Wade Goodwin, who's at the GOP Victory Party in Indianapolis. Wade, 2 years ago, Barack Obama was the first Democratic presidential candidate since Lyndon Johnson to win Indiana. At the time, some enthusiastic Democrats thought Indiana might be in the process of turning purple, if not outright blue. Do those hopes now seem overly optimistic?
They do. Those Democratic dreams in 2008 were probably always pie in the sky. Indiana has been solidly Republican. Unless the country's in the midst of a Democratic landslide, here in Indiana, Obama's popularity is down to around the 40% mark. And across the state, Democrats are struggling to survive this election. In the Senate race for Evan Bayh's seat, polls show the Republican candidate Dan Combs has a commanding lead over Brad Ellsworth, a Democrat. You know, in a year where everything incumbent is being given the thumbs down, Combs is kind of an unlikely front runner. He's a veteran of the House and the Senate, has been a high-profile lobbyist for Wall Street banks, health insurers, oil companies, but he's also a fiscal conservative, and he's selling himself as someone who can find his way around Washington and do something meaningful for Indiana. The Democrat is Brad Ellsworth, a former sheriff who became famous when he was a heroic first responder to a devastating Indiana tornado. He's a handsome guy, he's got a pretty wife, but he's had a very hard time getting name recognition statewide and an even harder time getting any traction on the issues in this election.
Well, speaking of issues, are there other issues or elections that really serve as a bellwether to help us understand what's going on with what some say might be a wave election?
Well, there's three congressional races that are considered bellwethers, but one is trending Republican, the other Democrat. The true bellwether may be the 9th congressional district. Todd Young is the young Tea Party favorite. He's in favor of privatizing Social Security, repealing the health care bill. He's a former prosecutor. He's in a dead heat with Barron Hill, a former school teacher turned congressman. The 9th, it's a conservative rural district full of what we used to call Reagan Democrats. They tend to be socially conservative, but they're not against large federal projects like new bridges over the Ohio River, for example. There's lots of farmers. This was used to be a populist area. Along the river, there were a lot of union workers here in the auto industry. But those union jobs and the auto industry have suffered very badly, just like the rest of the economy here in Indiana, where unemployment is 11%. If Todd Young and the Republicans win this congressional race, it may be a very bad night for the Democrats across the country.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin. He's at the GOP Victory Party in Indianapolis. Wade, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.